I think whoever finishes above Shelburne will win the division, to put it that way to you. Without doubt, they're the most experienced side in it. With I'm talking about lads that have played Premier Division, but a lot of them have played with Owen Heary in Bowes. And I'm talking about experience now. Like, I'm talking about hundreds of games that they've played, the likes of Lorcan Fitzgerald, Derek Prendergast, you know, Aidan Collins. You know, you can go through them, loads of them, you know, Alan Byrne there. And then they have the likes of Davy Sullivan, that was a thorn in our side, both with Shelburne and indeed over the years with Longford. They've had Greg Morehouse up top to them. And, you know, then they had a bit of youth with James English, Adam Evans. They're very talented, quick, good players. I think they're a very, very good side, to put it that way to you. And that's not just because we're going to play them on Friday. I said it from day one that whoever finishes above Shelburne will win this division.
Yeah, and it is probably one of the big games of the weekend, because it's pretty congested now at the top of the First Division, Ollie, and no side can really afford to drop too many points between now and the end.
Yeah, I don't actually know the mathematical difference between we're in third place. I think Drogheda are second, are they are. I mean, I'd say there's very little points difference between second and sixth. And should you lose a couple, you go right down to sixth. Should you win a couple, you go back up to second or third, you know. So it looks like it's between the six teams that are there at the moment, and it'll be a brave man that will pick who the four of them are going to be that end up in the top four. Like,
yeah, well, then after Drogheda and Longford, now at Shelburne, so that's three of the fellow promotion rivals, Ollie, and so far so good against Drogheda and Longford.
Yeah, but like, while Shelburne are a top team in the division without doubt, I don't think it really matters at times. As regards, we go to Cove the following week away from home, and I mean, you know, if you were to tell me Cove away is any easier than Shelburne at home, it's probably not. You know what I mean? Like, Cove is really beating us at home, but that's for next week to worry about. I just think the experience that Shelburne have in their ranks, that it'll take a very, very good side to finish above them. I know UCD are how many points ahead of them, I'm not quite sure, and have without doubt bundles of energy and ability. But I just think, you know, at this stage of the season, Shelburne will be there or thereabouts and will take a lot of the beating. They don't concede too many goals. And Davy Sullivan, you know, always pops up against us anyway. But please God, he won't pop up to score on Friday night, to put it that way, you know.
The new faces that have arrived, Nathan Boyle, Jacob Borg and Timmy. Oh, the three of them, Ollie, they've all added a wee bit to this side. And there's a bit of a lift about things at Finn Park.
Yeah, I mean, Nathan has been there before, and they know us exactly what we are or aren't, to put it that way to you. Jacob is, you know, coming in very much blind. He wouldn't have been in this country before. A good lad with a fair bit of experience, albeit in the Maltese League and in the A-League out in Australia. So he's taking a gamble, and it is a gamble for him, without doubt, on the basis that what we can and cannot offer him. But Timmy's come in, who's, you know, 19 years of age, with you know, they're both looking for an opportunity, maybe of you know, being put in the shop window, and that's really the selling point that we have. It's difficult enough to attract lads from within the county to play with the club, and I don't mean that with any criticism to anybody. You know, Drummond completely outside of the country, as in Jacob's position, or indeed in Waterford, where Timmy was born and bred, to put it that way to you, but We need every bit going for us, and we need the lads that have been there all year to get us, you know, wherever we're going in this journey, to put it that way.
Last week ahead of the Longford game, Ollie, you touched on the importance of having a good turnout and getting the fans behind the young players. It worked well last Friday night. There was a good atmosphere. And
yeah, it did. Now, at the same time, you know, we went 1-0 up, which is always a help to both us. The confidence of the young fellas and indeed the supporters. But even in the first half, when we struggled and Longford had the two best chances at nil all, without doubt, the free kick and the ball Tristan Hoffman put in from the left hand side that Carl Chambers turned and hit it over the bar at nil all. But they stuck with us through that poor patch. But they need to stick with us. Should we go down to Shelburne? And there's nothing, you know, there's no shame in going a goal behind to Shelburne, to put it that way, because they're a proper side. But they were excellent, the supporters, and thank God we gave them something to cheer about at the end of it. But, you know, we need them out in their numbers again on Friday. You know, they were great, especially for the younger members of the team, that it gives them confidence. And please God, last Friday night will do them no harm, to put it that way too.